But otherwise, just so that we can all hear clearly, if you could try to remain muted, that would be great.
Okay, good. So is everybody set, April? Okay, great. It is 7:03, Wednesday, December 8th, and we will call the planning and development portion of our meeting to order. Thank you all for being here tonight, and thank you for your flexibility. April, could we just do a roll call for attendance, please?
I'll just go down the line.
Thanks.
Supervisor Rodriguez.
Here.
Supervisor Gaskin.
Here.
Supervisor Maurer.
Here.
Supervisor Bob.
Here.
Yig Smith.
Here.
And then Supervisor Nudo is excused tonight. Okay, great. April, if you could just verify that we are in compliance with the open meetings laws before we get into our business for tonight, either April or Andy.
Yes, the Class 2 notice was published in the Kenosha News November 25th and December 2nd.
Okay, great. Okay, very good. Then we have before us agenda item number 5 tonight. Andy, if you could read this into the record and then set us up with any information we have, and then we'll take action on this.
Sure, will do. Thank you very much. So item number 5 is Haskins LLC, 400 Boulder Ridge Court, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147. Owner, Ryan Cardinal, Cardinal Engineering LLC, 1200 LaSalle Street, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147. Agent, requesting a certified survey map on tax parcel 954-219-263-0506, located in the town of Wheatland. And I'll bring up on your screens the map. And let me get to that. And here it is here. You should all be able to see that. So there is a survey map brought before you for 4 lots, and this was a property that at one time was going to be developed as a subdivision that never happened, and the current owner is looking to do this certified survey map. It meets all the requirements. It's been reviewed at the town and with staff in regards to sanitation and zoning, and we would recommend approval subject to the conditions, and if the petitioner is there, he can explain any other details, including aspects in regards to access to the property, which I can also get into if we need to.
Okay, thank you, Andy. All right, is there somebody here to speak on the Haskins property? Okay, great.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. So just for the record, if you could state your name and address, please.
Yeah, I'm Ryan Cardinal, Cardinal Engineering, 1200 LaSalle Street, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. So, yeah, we're here on behalf of Mark Larkin, who owns Haskins LLC. So, like Andy said, this was an old subdivision that was platted with an entire dedicated roadway back in the early 2000s with the recession that just never happened. So it's been farmed for many years. There's a wetland on it. And so now Mr. Larkin is just proposing a simple 4-lot CSM. It's currently zoned for this, and so this is going to be 4 residential lots. The access for the time of the original property was the entire parcel was created, the DOT limited to 1 access point. So when that 1 access point was claimed for the whole subdivision, it made sense for the whole roadway. And now we've worked closely with the town on what works for them. So there's going to be essentially 1 access drive that comes in and splits off 2 for the, it's going to be right in the center of the property, 2 for the left, 2 for the right. It's the fire chief has reviewed it, gave the specifics of what he wants. And so we've implemented all of those items. So make sure it meets all of the fire truck weights and turnarounds, and all that's going to be put, it's in the town's letter that they gave to you. The specifics of that, so all those things will be implemented into the final plan of how these properties are accessed.
Okay, great, thank you. Committee members, any questions at all?
petitioner. Any questions from the committee?
I just was wondering, of course, our map is here, and your access...
Supervisor Beth, would you be able to turn your mic on there?
No.
Just thought I had it on.
Is it on now? Is it on now?
Nope.
No.
You may have to put it right by your mouth.
No, it looks like it's...
All I was questioning you is, what side would they be entering this property? You said there'd be a road in between two would go each way. Is it going through the wetland, or is it just the other side of the property?
No, it'd be out, through, so that's on your, if you look at your paper that you're holding there, it's on the left side.
Okay, so...
So it comes in right in the middle of lots two and three.
Okay.
And then there'll essentially be a T where a 20-foot wide drive will go for lots one and two to the left or west, and then 20-foot drive to the east for lots three and four.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, committee members, any further questions at all tonight? Any further questions from the committee? Okay, then I'll just ask if there's anybody here from the community that's here to speak in favor of agenda item number five. Anybody that's here to speak in favor? Anybody at all? Is there anybody here to speak in opposition? Anybody to speak in opposition to agenda item number five? All right, hearing none. Andy, do you have any additional information from the town that we should be aware of?
Just to add, as was stated by the petitioner, is that the town board did meet on this. There is conditions that they have placed on this approval. These conditions are incorporated into the conditions that staff has put together, and I'm showing them on the screen right now. You can see 1 through 7 that came into place when the town board approved the CSM on November 22nd.
Okay, great. And those are, again, in relation to the access, to the single access. Okay. And the petitioner, obviously, you're comfortable and aware of those.
Yes, we worked closely with the town for those, and also the conditions that that staff gave us from the county as well.
Okay, good. All right, committee members, any further questions? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion that we adopt agenda item 5.
Move to adopt.
All right, it's been moved and seconded by Supervisors Maurer and Rodriguez that we adopt agenda item number 5.
Subject to conditions.
Subject to conditions, thank you. Okay, all in favor, youth and governance, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. All right, supervisors, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, nay. Okay, this item passes. We thank you for your work on this, and we wish you and your team well as you continue to move forward.
Thanks. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Okay, then that leads us to agenda item 6 tonight, the Shoreland District Boundary. And Andy, if you could read this into the record as well and set us up with any info we need tonight.
Yes, thank you. So item 6 is Alice L. Daly and Green Hill Swiss Farm, LLC, at 250-376 Avenue, Kenosha, Wisconsin, owner, and then Planning Development Extension Committee, 19675th Street, Suite 185-3, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53100, for sponsor requesting an amendment to the Shoreland District boundary on tax parcel number 454-221-214-0401, and this is located in the town of Paris. And I'll bring over the map for you to see on your screens. And so the shoreland designations were originally developed by the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission back in the 1980s, and they were done based upon the mapping that was available at that time. And ever since then, whenever questions come up to the navigability of a stream that gets brought before us, typically by a landowner, like in this case, the determination is reviewed by the DNR, and they go out to the site, they do field work to determine if where the beginning point of navigability is, and they've determined this to be at Highway D, if you can see my cursor here, and so it's really shrinking the shoreland from what's the green, yellow area. So the green area is what's being asked to be removed, and this is based upon the DNR determination, which actually goes back to 2014, of when it was determined. I don't know if a petitioner is there to say anything additional, but this is being sponsored by the committee because this is basically updating our maps based upon the latest and best information, like what we do with wetlands as well.
Okay, thank you. Is there anybody here tonight for agenda item number six? Okay, great.
I'm Richard Daly.
Great.
I just came here to see what was, you know, like I said, it was down.
Right now you're muted, Daniel.
He's speaking on the mic, sir.
Oh.
Turn it on.
Yeah, sorry. So if you, again, just for, as a formality, if you could state your name and address for the record. Thank
Richard
you.
Richard Daly. And I just came here to see what this was about because we got our notification in 2014.
April, are you able to hear me? Daniel is muted.
Can you hear me now, Andy?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay. There's a petitioner here. Mr. Daly is here. Are you able to hear him, Andy?
Currently, I am not, but I mean, if there's anything okay. that you need me to add into, just ask me and I'll add to it.
Okay, I don't think, I think we're okay. I'm sorry, go ahead, Mr. Daly. Okay.
Just came to see if there's any discrepancies or
sure.
what. That's
sure.
All. That's all.
But okay.
The state okayed it back in 2014, so that's all.
Yes.
Well, that's my main concern.
Okay.
It's a building authority, yeah.
Right. Well, we appreciate you being here tonight. Thank you. Okay, committee members, do you have any further questions for Andy or Mr. Daly at all? Anything from the committee? Again, this is really just updating this map to be more accurate with the current situation. All right, anything else, anything from the committee? Okay, then I'll just, as a formality, I'll ask, is there anybody here tonight to speak in favor of agenda item six? Anybody here to speak in favor of number six? All right, hearing none. Anybody to speak in opposition? Anybody here to speak in opposition to number six? Okay, hearing none. Then if there's nothing further from the committee, Andy, do you have anything additional from the local municipality that we should be aware of?
Well, in this situation, the town of Paris has an agreement, as they do with wetlands, with the county, that when these are map corrections, that they do not act on them.
Okay, so yep, that's standard practice, so it does not need to go before them. Okay. All right, then, if there's nothing else further from the committee, I'll entertain a motion that we adopt number six.
So moved.
Second.
All right, it's been moved by Supervisor Beth, seconded by Supervisor Maurer. All in favor, youth and governance, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. All right, supervisors, all in favor of number six, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay, this passes. Okay, we wish you well as you continue to farm and work the land. All right, thank you.
I know this is Bethlehem.
Yes, my father was a dairy farmer in the Shawano area, so. Okay. Okay, that leads us to our final actionable item tonight, number seven. And Andy, if you would read this into the record and, again, set us up with any information we need tonight.
Okay, thank you. So item seven is the review and possible approval of ordinance amendment to the text of Kenosha County General Zoning and Shoreline Floodplain Zoning Ordinance. The proposed text change will modify existing section in accordance with statute to acknowledge the Bond Recreational Area 8 dam failure analysis. And so, if some of you might recall, is that the Bong Dam had failed back some years ago, and during the replacement of that, there was a new earthen dam built, and with that, there was the need to create what is called a dam shadow, floodplain shadow, which is if the dam were to fail, where would flooding occur downstream? I'm going to bring over to your screens the map that was prepared by the DNR. And so it altered the floodplain here, and so our ordinance needs to reflect this. It had not been brought to our attention until recently from the DNR that we needed to adopt this. And so we're adopting it according to their requirements, just like we do with any other study that's completed regarding floodplain. And so this was a study that was done for this area here for the dam failure, the Bong Dam. And so now we're just asking for the proper amendments to the ordinance to incorporate this data.
Okay, great. Thank you, Andy. Committee members, do you have any questions at all? Any questions for Andy about this? Okay, hearing none. Is there any further information we should be aware of, Andy?
Nothing further, and this is not a type of action that would be approved at the local level, at the town level.
Sure, okay. Okay, well, committee members, if there's no further discussion or questions, then I'll entertain a motion that we adopt number 7.
Second.
It's been moved by Supervisor Rodriguez, seconded by Supervisor Maurer. All in favor, youth and governance, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. Supervisors, all in favor of number 7, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, nay? Okay, this passes as well. All right, and then as you're likely aware, items number 8, 9, 10, and 11, the burn property, we are not able as a committee to take action on them. Again, just because there was no action taken on the local municipality level. And so given the holidays, given the new year, it might be a couple of months before we actually see this come before us again. Because these are currently on the table, I don't believe we need to retable them. Is that correct, Andy?
Correct.
Okay, so we don't need to take these up off the table, nor do we need to retable them. We'll just keep them on the table until we're able to take action. All right, so that being said, then that leads us to number 12, approval of the minutes from last month's meeting, our November meeting. Is there any discussion or questions? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion that we approve those.
I'll move the November 10th minutes.
Second.
Okay, the November 10th minutes have been moved and seconded by Supervisors Rodriguez and Maurer. Any questions or corrections? All right, hearing none. All in favor of approving these minutes, youth and governance, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, Supervisors, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay, these pass. All right, as a matter of formality, I'll ask if there are any citizens here to speak tonight. I don't see any. Are there any citizens here to speak tonight? Any citizens at all here to speak tonight? All right, hearing none, citizens' comments are closed. And that leads us to number 14 then, any other business as allowed by law. Andy, do you have any information that we should be aware of?
Yes, just a couple things. One, I want to thank everyone for accommodating me in this situation. Unfortunately for us, technology allows for us to do this type of work where we can hold the meeting and I can do it remotely. So thank you for that. And then secondly, for January, unless April has any other information, the deadline is this Friday, and we're being told that Country Thunder is looking at filing, and so we would then have that conditional use permit before us for January. Was there anything else that you saw come in at all, April?
Yeah, I think there's 2 or 3 requests from Endeavor or something or other that's on the communication and then the items that remain tabled.
Okay, so those new ones would be acted upon, and again, as Supervisor Gashke stated, the burn items will not be acted in January. The timing of the meetings don't allow for it. And then besides that, it's the last meeting of this year, and I always want to wish the committee Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Thank you. Same to you, Andy. If you didn't hear the committee, I'll chime that in.
I did. Thank you.
Okay. All right, well, again, we appreciate your flexibility and, hope that you get the rest that you need and are back and feeling well soon. Committee members, is there any other business as allowed by law that anybody would like to address? Anything else at all? Okay, hearing none, then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn by Supervisors Beth and Rodriguez. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay, we stand adjourned. Thank you, committee. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas. We will see you in January.
Thank you all.
Good night.